Morning Watch, Experiencing, Enjoying, and Expressing Christ, 3, Week 7, The Author, Captain, and Forerunner of Salvation, Leading Many Sons into Glory by Entering Within the Veil and Going Forth Outside the Camp. Lord's Day, Related Verses, Exodus chapter 40, verse 34. Then the cloud covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of Jehovah filled the tabernacle. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of heaven, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." Ephesians chapter 3, verses 16 through 21. That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit into the inner man. That Christ may make his home in your hearts through faith. That you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be full of strength to apprehend with all the saints what the breadth and length and height and depth are, and to know the knowledge surpassing love of Christ, that you may be filled unto all the fullness of God. But to him who is able to do superabundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power which operates in us. To him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus and to all the generations forever and ever. Amen. John chapter 12, verses 23 through 24. And Jesus answered them, saying, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless the grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it abides alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit.